This summer, Instacart is bringing back your favorites from 1999 with prices from 1999. That means 90s prices on juice pouches that ought to be respected. 90s prices on box mac and cheese. And 90s prices on ham, cheese, and cracker lunches. Enjoy all those throwbacks and more at throwback prices. Only through Instacart. $4.72 maximum discount per $10 of eligible items. Limit one offer per order. Expires 9/5 while supplies last. Discount based on CPI comparison.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan. Or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
All right, here's what I want to do. Let's do a quick look at the headlines since we're starting the hour late, and then I can get to the Joe Shad Palm Beach Post article column about the Miami Dolphins that I wanted to get to. So headlines brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen.
We've covered some of the local stuff already today. The Marlins do play tonight. They open up a three-game series against the San Diego Padres. Yuri is on the mound tonight. A couple things we haven't touched on yet today, some national topics. Chris Paul signing with the LA Clippers, kind of expecting this to be the last season Chris Paul plays. He said so himself.
21st season, right?
Yeah, 21st season. Drafted in 2004. Or 2005, I think it was 04. I saw someone say this on Twitter this morning, and I agree with them. LeBron probably not retiring this year because there's no way he's sharing a retirement tour with Chris Paul the same season.
Mm. Yeah.
He's petty.
I don't think that he'd be sharing it with him, though. I think LeBron would get most of the
you're right.
most of the accolades.
You're right.
Yeah.
I'm also surprised Chris Paul, LeBron never teamed up, by the way. They're boys, banana boat crew, and Chris Paul
Didn't they try several times?
I'm sure, like, behind the scenes, I'm sure they've tried at some point to make it work, but, you know, he could have signed with the Lakers if he wanted to. Right. Could have signed with the Cavs a couple years ago or forced his way to Cleveland, forced his way to the Clippers or to the Lakers last couple seasons, and he's deciding to go back to L.A., a reunion with the Clippers.
All right.
Banana boat crew. I don't like that.
Marcus Smart got his contract buyout with the Wizards, and it was reported he intends to sign with the Los Angeles Lakers.
All right.
No, y'all don't like Marcus Smart, but he can play basketball now.
Yeah, that's fine.
He's good. I mean, won a defensive player of the year award, wasn't deserved, should have been Bam, but whatever.
Marcus Smart's a very good basketball player, fellas.
Yeah, I don't think he's a difference maker. I mean, but I'm the guy who's super excited about Norman Powell, so.
Yeah. Defensive player of the year, Hawk? Come on now.
Yeah, I'm just saying he's not a difference maker. I don't think that's the
move. Defensive player of the year is not a difference maker?
I don't think that's the move that makes LeBron go, oh, we are serious.
Who is it now? It's Luka, LeBron, DeAndre Ayton, and Smart.
Yeah, Austin and Reeves, and Dalton Connect.
Yeah, that's a little decent roster there, man.
Decent, but not like a sure thing.
Oh no, no, yeah. They still got to go through that big old fella in Denver. Yeah, and OKC.
I'll stick with the NBA. The Heat finished 2-3 in Summer League. Any of you see who won the Summer League? Like, is that something that pops up on your timeline?
No.
No. All I get is workouts and don't open this at work.
The Hornets beat the Kings in the final. They win. The only reason why I bring it up, I read this and I was just shocked. Like, it reading this surprised me. So Michael Jordan at one point was an owner of the Hornets. But anyways, prior to last night, the Hornets winning the Summer League, they had never won a championship. They had never won the conference. They had never won a division title in the Southeastern Division in the NBA either. Like, they had literally never won a single thing. That's crazy if you really think about it. Or don't think about it and just ignore what I just said.
Never think about it again.
No, I'm not going to keep that in the back.
And Crowder's girl, Queen Fee, Nafisa Collier, scored the most points ever in a WNBA All-Star game. She had 36 points on 13 of 16 shooting. Her team beat Team Clark in the WNBA All-Star game.
All right.
How many did Clark drop?
She didn't play.
I know that.
No, you didn't.
I did because she wore the shirt and she didn't play and she sat there and let me not get into it. We ain't got time.
So I won the three-point shooting contest.
Ionescu
for the 17,000th time. Sabrina Ionescu did win the three-point shooting.
How do you say her last name?
Ionescu.
Ionescu.
No.
It's too many silent letters in her name.
And I know we brought up the Coldplay Kiss Cam incident in the previous segment. We don't have to get into it, but there were several reenactments of the actual, like, thing.
Yeah, it's every stadium. That's the new thing.
Philly's mascot, Savannah Bananas posted a video. Every MLB ballpark had fans involved in the action.
Yeah. Laugh at others' pain.
America.
My man's about to lose $500 million. And y'all want to reenact.
There were some documents released regarding the Terry Rozier investigation. I don't know if any of you saw this, but a professional bettor, this is courtesy of ESPN, placed 30 wagers in 46 minutes, all involving Terry Rozier, back in 2023 when he was still a member of the Charlotte Hornets.
But as someone pointed out, I saw on Twitter, like, it could be someone overhearing something in a locker room at a workout where him saying, man, I don't know if I'm gonna be able to make it tonight. Like, my ankle's killing me or something, like, you know what I mean? Like, doesn't necessarily mean that he was involved.
Right.
I mean, that's exactly how something like that would happen. I'm at the facility because I'm a high paying endorser of the team or whatever. And I hear Terry Rozier say to a trainer or whatever, yeah, I'll give it a shot tonight, but man, I'm in a lot of pain. I call my guy and I go, hey, I got something here. Like, I heard Terry Rozier say that he's going to really try to gut it out tonight, but he's in a lot of pain. And then it just snowballs.
And Hulk, I've been watching now with no sports. I've been watching Netflix documentaries, Untamed and Yellowstone and all these. Like, you're creating.
Not a documentary, by the way.
I mean, all these shows. But like with attorneys, you're creating what's it called? Plausible deniability.
Plausible deniability.
And that's what it is. It's like you have to prove 100% that I did this, but I didn't say that. Somebody might have heard me say.
Well, I mean, there may be a trail that leads back to him. It may be a good friend of his that started the first bet or whatever. Right. But also, there is a plausible explanation if there's nothing that attaches him to it other than a massive amount of bets on something that's not normally bet on, then that would lead me to believe that someone actually overheard something that they weren't meant to overhear.
But they heard. Doesn't they have to prove he financially gained off of it?
I don't know.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if I told my friend or my friend overheard me talking to my trainer on the phone and he bet, but I didn't get any money back, am I in trouble? Because I didn't bet off of it.
Like, I don't know.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. Like, it could have for sure been somebody hearing him talking to damn Starbucks, too.
But it does make sense why flags were raised. Sure. $13,000 bet in 46 minutes. 30 different wagers on a game where Rozier played 10 minutes and then left the game early. Like, I understand why the flag was raised, but His attorney, Jim Trusty, again, I was just reading the ESPN article, said that the federal inquiry remains ongoing, but Terry Rozier is not a target of the investigation. So that's the update.
All right.
Lie, Terry.
By the way, Crowder, I watched Untamed. I binged it Saturday night.
Terrible.
Loved it. Awesome.
It was the dumbest show in the history of time.
Loved it.
Yosemite Park, and a girl goes missing, and now you think it's you monsters or these little.
Oh, you said it was a documentary.
No, it's just a show. It's a show.
He said I binged a whole bunch of documentaries on Netflix. That's what I thought Untamed was something about.
I've watched some documentaries. Last two I watched were Untamed and Yellowstone, but I did watch some documentaries. Mostly about cruise ships.
Oh, so good.
Poop cruise, yeah.
So good. Nope, man. I'd have got into this Netflix, Apple Plus. Hey, have you ever heard of Peacock?
No. Now, what is that?
What's that?
Man, they got like four little color bubbles underneath it. They got some shows on there too. Peacock.
Wow. Cool.
Damn.
To see when we get that. Probably a soft rollout right now. You got it because of your ties to the Pivot.
Yeah.
Bro, Untamed was terrible. The ending was terrible. Episode 5 was terrible.
I thought it was great. I thought it was an awesome twist. Hawk, it's like a thriller drama based in Yosemite. It follows a couple park rangers.
It's not just Yosemite.
What's your problem with Yosemite?
It just the Yosemite Sam is in whatever show he's watching. And it's like the Yosemite everything. Anything with Yosemite, Crowder watches.
Yellowstone is not Yosemite.
Not Yosemite Sam?
No.
I don't think Solana knows who Yosemite Sam is.
No, I do not. My guess is Yosemite Park Ranger, a show about him or something. But I have the most famous
park ranger at Yosemite Park. You're
yeah,
right.
He's still Sam. Alive. He's...
Everybody knows Sam. You know Yosemite Sam, Jimmy?
Yes, Looney Tunes.
That's right.
What, he's a Looney Tune?
Yeah, he's a Looney Tune.
He's a Looney Tune.
Damn it.
It was after the Looney Tunes. They started the Looney Tunes.
They unionized and they became the Looney Tunes.
Yeah. Now they wanted better pay. They're wearing t-shirts at games. Just.
Oh, I love Yosemite Sam. The guy with the pistols and the big hat. Yeah.
I was thinking of the Park Ranger. Yeah.
What'd he say?
I'm going to get that rabbit.
Send that to me on a voice memo.
It's that time of year again, back to school season. And Instacart knows that the only thing harder than getting back into the swing of things is getting all the back to school supplies, snacks, and essentials you need. So here's your reminder to make your life a little easier this season. Shop favorites from Staples, Best Buy, and Costco, all delivered through Instacart. So that you can get some time back and do whatever it is that you need to get your life back on track. Instacart, we're here.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world. Points of interest along the trail. And offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I mentioned Cam Ward. He's going to be QE1 his rookie season. Titans announced Will Levis. He's
going to
have season-ending surgery. Yeah, that's a business decision from Will Levis.
Quickly, you hurt your arm last year. You have surgery in camp. He knew what was about to happen.
Yeah, absolutely. Why not?
Get that check this year.
Yep. Oh, you guys aren't going to pay me and blah, blah, blah. I mean, you guys aren't going to play me. So, yeah, I'll take the time. I'll get myself real healthy for another team next year.
I'm glad you said it, Hawk. I mean, I didn't know if everybody saw this move.
Couple of Canes football notes. Cristobal is going to speak early tomorrow. ACC Media Days tomorrow, Wednesday, and Thursday. Cristobal speaks early tomorrow. We're 41 days away.
Josie Hackian from ACC Media Days. We should check in.
41 days away from Notre Dame, Hard Rock Stadium, July 31st. Excuse me, August 31st. And the Canes do have two different players that were listed on the Walter Camp preseason All-America first team, Francis Mauigoa, and a kick returner, Keelan Marion.
Mauinoa.
Keelan transferred from somewhere, BYU or something.
Makes sense. And I mentioned the Marlins.
BYU to Miami. I don't know if he's going to return kicks like he did in BYU.
I mentioned the Marlins play tonight. Kyle Stowers had the awesome Friday night, hit the walk-off, picking up right where he left off prior to the All-Star break. And Craig Mish did tweet out that the Marlins will not be trading Kyle Stowers at the deadline. The deadline is July 31st. The Marlins are 7.5 games back at the final wild card spot. If they hold this pace through July 31st, 10 more days, maybe they'll be buyers. I don't know.
Well, also, he's very cheap. I mean, the reason they're not getting rid of him, he's not the guy they get rid of. They get rid of guys who are about to make a ton of money who they're not going to pay. Stowers, they've got locked up.
Sandy. Did y'all say something? What'd you say, Jimmy?
I didn't say anything. Did you say anything?
All right. Finally, guys. In-N-Out. Their owner told a podcast she's moving the headquarters out of California to Nashville. And the only reason why I bring this up is because the In-N-Out headquarters moving closer to the East Coast. I know, Hawk, not on the coast, but closer to the East Coast on the eastern side of the United States could mean potentially in the future, In-N-Out Burger continues to expand south into hopefully South Florida.
No question.
I don't know. I'm cheering because I saw something. Did y'all see that Delta's about to have Steak and Shake?
Yeah.
They already.
Yeah.
Really?
It's so lame. The announcement is so great. You get a burger from Steak and Shake that's, you know, like kept in foil and held in the warmer. There are no fries. There's no milkshakes. It comes with potato chips. It's like such a, I don't know. It's like they're so close to getting it right. And it's only first class, by the way.
Well,
it's just like if you're flying first class, I love the idea. Oh, we'll bring you some steak and shake. You almost feel like you're on a private aircraft that'll bring you whatever you want. But then it's, you know, just a reheated burger with a bag of potato chips. And, you know, like it just, they're so close, but just not there yet.
Man, I saw that. Asia sent it to me. Yeah. She was like, hey, you can get steak and shake burgers. I hate airplane food.
Yeah.
Yeah. This morning, coming up here, I got the egg. Do y'all know why they put spinach on airplanes? They put spinach on breakfast plates. Is that international or something?
What'd you get, like a frittata?
No, they said the scrambled eggs or the oatmeal. And I said scrambled eggs. They gave me two sausages, a hash brown, eggs, and spinach. And I was like, what the hell? Spinach isn't a breakfast meal.
Well, sure it is.
Spinach?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Hey, you got the spinach ready? That's what
you're talking about. Like a spinach and feta.
No. Don't and anything. It's no, just
I'm
a
I'm telling you, spinach is a common, that's a common breakfast material.
Spinach.
Yeah.
A big pot of spinach.
Yeah.
No.
They brought you a big pot of spinach?
They brought me a carafe of airline spinach.
Grandma's apartment airline?
Not a cheese infusion, not an omelet. Eggs, sausage, hash brown, spinach by itself.
Yeah, well, put the spinach in the eggs. You just got yourself a nice little omelet.
And I'm not doing all that work.
And cheese omelet.
That's like one of them damn things from Chili's where I got to make my burrito. I want all my food ready to go.
All right, I want to get to this Joe Shad thing. Do you have anything else, Solana?
Weather. It's like 90 degrees. It's hot.
It's humid. 90 degrees, but feels like 110. Like yeah. The feels like temperatures are ridiculous.
But you take issue when I bring up the feels like temperature. It's why I stopped.
No,
doing
I take it. Issue with the fact that the meteorological system has feels like temperatures. If it feels like 110, it's 110, dummies. Like, it doesn't make any sense to me. If I say, hey, don't touch the stovetop, it's 90 degrees. But it'll burn your hand like it's 120. Well, then it's 120. Like, it doesn't make any sense to me. A feels like temperature. Whatever the temperature is what it feels like outside.
But temperature is judged off science with a thermometer.
I understand. So you're telling me the temperature is 90, but it feels like 110.
With all the moisture in the air and whatever the elements are.
But if it feels like 110, that's the temperature.
But it's not on the thermometer.
But if it feels like 110, that's the temperature.
But temperature is judged off a thermometer.
Understood. If it feels like a certain temperature,
but it's
that's
not.
The temperature.
It's not.
I don't think so. I just think it's how it feels for a human body, but it doesn't mean that's what the temperature is.
Well, why would I want something? Why would I want someone to tell me what the temperature is for a bird? Wouldn't I want to know what it is for humans?
It's not a bird. It's for you.
Right. So the feels like temperature, what humans feel like, is the temperature I want the meteorological system to give me.
This goes back to the rhyming conversation.
Right.
Linen skin. Do linen skin rhyme?
Are you having a stroke?
Do linen skin rhyme?
No.
They do, because that's how the ear takes it. They don't have the same letters, but they do rhyme in your ear.
What does that have to do with the feels like temperature?
Thermometer is that you're looking at the word and says they don't have the same letters. But then when you walk outside, it's 110 because linen skin can be put at the end of a sentence in a song and still rhyme.
Are we allowed to use the R word yet on the air?
That was a good point, wasn't it?
No, not at all.
That's I'm not a,
that's
asking
a point
you,
that
Jimmy.
Literally get you Baker acted.
Jimmy.
That made total sense.
See?
Jimmy. Yeah, well, that, I rest my case.
Man, Maybe it's time we all... Dukes.
Are you done? Are you done?
Yeah, maybe it's time we all just took vacation after that.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
I don't think you could offer me any money for my dog. I love my dog.
I got 100,000 cash.
Take them.
This summer, Instacart is bringing back your favorites from 1999 with prices from 1999. That means 90s prices on juice pouches that ought to be respected, 90s prices on box mac and cheese, and 90s prices on ham, cheese, and cracker lunches. Enjoy all those throwbacks and more at throwback prices. Only through Instacart. $4.72 maximum discount per $10 of eligible items. Limit one offer per order. Expires 9/5 while supplies last. Discount based on CPI comparison.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan. Or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Let me get to this Joe Shad column that I've promised since 2 o'clock. So Joe Shad wrote this. We have Dolphins training camp opening tomorrow. Joe Shad wrote in the Palm Beach Post today, 5 reasons to be optimistic about the Dolphins this coming season. Number one, the Miami Dolphins still have Pro Bowl talent. Let us not forget that. We talk a lot about who they lost. Let us not forget they still have Pro Bowl talent. He writes, the Dolphins have a player on offense and a player on defense with a total of 13 Pro Bowl appearances. Tyreek Hill, 8 Pro Bowls. Minkah Fitzpatrick, 5 Pro Bowls, have been at the top of their craft in the recent past. Quarterback Tua Tagovailoa, Bradley Chubb, Darren Waller, Alec Ingold have all been Pro Bowlers. Potential future Pro Bowlers include Devon Achane, Jalen Waddle, Jalen Phillips, Zach Sealer. Dolphins are hoping the results are better than the sum of their parts in 2025, but make no mistake, there is still enough talent to make the playoffs. Fair. That's a little yin and yang. We've talked about who they lost, but they have some talent on this team as well.
Yeah, and those talented players that have been here up rather than Minkah. The Minkah edition, we have to see what it does, but they have not been successful in the postseason Over 8.5, yes, I can see over 8.5. But the big run that we're trying to wait for, I've seen it with all the names you just said.
Number two, Tua Tagovailoa's play should be good enough. Tua Tagovailoa has led the NFL in passing yards, completion percentage, and passer rating. If Tua stays healthy, he can perform at or close to a level of AFC stars Patrick Mahomes, Joe Burrow, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, and Justin Herbert. Tagovailoa is about to begin his sixth season, but this is also his fourth consecutive season with Coach Mike McDaniel, so there are no excuses. I mean, he puts him with lofty company there.
Hawk, 100% agree, but you had to put that clause in there that we put the clause in if he stays healthy. If he plays 17 games, he's going to have better numbers than Herbert and all those other guys up there. He just has to stay healthy.
Number three from Joe Shad, defensive coordinator Anthony Weaver returns. The Dolphins are very fortunate that standout DC Anthony Weaver was not hired away as a head coach this offseason. Weaver, a rising star, helped the Dolphins to fourth in the NFL in yards and 10th in points last season. Weaver had a good plan and has the respect of players. Did you even know that Dolphins had the NFL's fourth-ranked defense last season? Yes, they've lost Jalen Ramsey, Javon Holland, Calais Campbell. Minkah Fitzpatrick and Kenneth Grant are a good way to start in filling voids. There were improvements by Weaver over Vic Fangio and Josh Boyer, each of whom lasted only one season. Operating the same defense for a second consecutive season should be a plus.
Sounds good. First time running it, yes. And I didn't know those numbers. I didn't know four and scoring.
Continuity,
and then figuring it out. But they have to bring in another cornerback. I do not want Storm Duck and Kader Kohu to start the season on the edges.
But you know, and I'm not saying Joe Shad's wrong from bringing that up, the stat about the Dolphins being top five defensively. But I do think, you know, that doesn't paint the whole picture. You look back at last season, and I'm not blaming the defense. If anything, the defense kept this team in games. There were a lot of forced turnovers when Tua was out that put the Dolphins in a position to win and or at the very least score. And Skylar Thompson, Tim Boyle just couldn't. But the defense wasn't great last year. It just wasn't. And
no,
now, and
statistics paint up a part of the picture. Same thing. We always like open our eyes wide open when we look at Aaron Rodgers' numbers from last season. We go, didn't feel like it looked that way on the field. Same thing with the Dolphins defense. Statistically, they were a lot better than we feel like they were.
For sure. And I'm with him. Continuity helps. But at the end of the day, who's out there? You know, I think that matters. What's your depth? How does that look like? And I don't think the Dolphins are very deep defensively. And, well, Crowder, you know about the cornerback situation. It's not great in the backfield. And if Bradley Chubb and JP don't look how we're all expecting, then, you know, it's another season of Chop Robinson and then who else on the outside trying to compensate for those losses. So, again, like, I'm not saying they're going to be bad. Thought they were good last year at times, but if the offense is going to struggle, Tua's going to miss times, you need your defense to be elite. And I don't think the Dolphins are elite on that end.
Number four from Joe Shad. Dolphins depth at wide receiver, running back, and edge rusher. The Dolphins have obvious concerns at cornerback, defensive line, and tight end. It would appear they've improved at guard and backup quarterback. That one I might take issue with, the backup quarterback. James Daniels, Jonah Savinea, and Zach Wilson should be positive additions. But in particular, Miami's talent and depth at wide receiver, running back, and edge rusher are near the top of the league. Tyreek Hill and Jaylen Waddle had setbacks in 2024, but are poised for bounce backs and should be assisted by Nick Westbrook Akine, Malik Washington, Taj Washington, and or D. Eskridge, and or Solana's guy, Eric Ezukama. Devon Achane had a setback in 2024, but should return to rookie form and be assisted by Jalen Wright, Ollie Gordon, and Alexander Mattinson. If healthy, the trio of Bradley Chubb, Jalen Phillips, and Chop Robinson could be as dangerous as any in the league and could ease some pressure on the corners. And that might be the thought, by the way. Hey, we don't have to focus as much on the corners because look what we got coming.
quickly, I'll say I had to look at the numbers, but the Dolphins gave up 21 points a game last year, and this is Tua in, Tua out, and they gave up 314 yards. It had nothing to do with Tua or Tim Boyle or anybody. You give up 314 yards in the NFL and 21 points, you have to score 22 points. That's it. Like, score 22 points and we win most of these games.
That offense should be able to.
And the offense should be able to. I'm with you. But it goes back to what the argument Solana made. The perfect season happens. Chop Robinson, Jalen Phillips gets back to form. Bradley Chubb gets that to form. We have 60 sacks as a team. I just want to see that happen before I say it.
And I actually like the Westbrook-Ikhine signing, because he caught touchdown passes in Tennessee. If you can catch touchdown passes in Tennessee and Tua is throwing the ball, like, you need a red zone target. We always joke, we see one more fade to Tyreek Hill in the back of the end zone, like, we're going to lose it. Like, this could be, no, Jonnu, this could be somebody that Tua is going to target in the end zone. But again, like, last year, you're playing the Bills week two. Remember the first interception Tua throws? Tyreek and Waddle word on the field. Tua's throwing the ball 30 yards deep. And you're like, how does that make sense? Why is he throwing the ball to Robbie Chosen over 30 yards when your two highest paid players are on the sideline? Like, to me, fine, you go get guys, but the scheme still has to be a smart one. You know, like, you can't make those types of mistakes against a division rival.
That brings me to number five from Joe Shad in the Palm Beach Post. Five reasons to be optimistic about the Dolphins. Number five is Mike McDaniel is still smart and creative, and he's pledging adjustments. He says the Dolphins don't have a playoff win in three seasons under Mike McDaniel, but McDaniel's 8-9 last year setback was mostly a result of Tua's injuries and a bad chemistry mix on the roster. McDaniel has always been and will always be transparent. He knows the Dolphins need to run the ball more and run it better. McDaniel knows he needs players to be more locked in from the first training camp practice and has pledged to hold the team accountable. McDaniel didn't become dumb overnight. McDaniel is still a bright, sharp offensive mind, and a high percentage of players appreciate that he treats them with respect and is determined to find the best ways to help them and the team succeed. McDaniel deserves this chance to right the ship. With at least one playoff win in the 2025 season, he will have put things back on course.
Stop treating the players with respect and get respect. Players tear their knee up and you cannot help the team anymore. It's how the NFL goes. I don't know if people want to hear how callous it is. If Tua breaks his neck, no one cares about Tua tomorrow. So why, like, this is why I brought up earlier. We were talking, you know, and I brought up Parcells, and I brought up Belichick, and I brought up, you know, the butt wipe coaches that are successful. Who cares? Your quarterback won, your linebacker won, your DB won. It sounds good to be a player's coach and all this cute stuff. I think it's backfired on McDaniels. The hell with showing players respect and eating Christmas dinner with them. Demand greatness out of them and win games. That's all people care about. Cam Cameron was very nice. Did y'all like Cam Cameron? He was the ultimate player coach. He was great. Did y'all like Cam Cameron?
Oh, he's top four Dolphin coaches, in my opinion.
Lie. Like, he was a nice person. Joe Philbin, a very pleasant human. Nick Saban, butt wipe. Wanstead, I know he didn't do great stuff, but he was a butt wipe. I met Wanstead. My dad knows Wanstead.
Coach of the year 1 year, I think.
He was a butt wipe. You've heard Joe and all these dudes tell stories about Shula and Jimmy Johnson. We hear OG talk about Jimmy Johnson cussing people out. You don't need to be friends with these employees. And it sounds callous. That's the way it is. Dan Campbell is nice, or he's energetic. He's not bringing them dudes to his house to eat chicken wings on Friday night. Go do your damn job and get results. That's what this – it is a result-driven league.
Hawk, the only thing I'd say about Shad's optimistic view of McDaniel, I'm with the idea of another season in the league, another opportunity over the offseason for him to grow as a head coach. Like, I'll buy into that. But at the end of the day, this idea that he's this offensive genius – like, I'm still not sold on it. He was brought here as a run game coordinator and was supposed to be
points against Denver.
Be a run game guru. And our run game hasn't been great.
A couple seasons ago.
And the one season that we put up 70 points and our offense looked like the greatest show on surf, was it really just the fact that Tyreek Hill was the best player in the NFL that year? Like, it was...
Somebody had to get him the ball.
Yeah, I don't know. But last year, they took Tyreek Hill away and McDaniel could not adjust. But I'm just saying, like, they took that away. We know that. They took that away. They played safeties up top. They didn't let us throw the deep ball even when Tua was healthy. How did McDaniel adjust? And I don't think he showed the ability to adjust. So if he doesn't this year, we'll know. Like, is he really an offensive genius? Or did he just have one of the best toys in the NFL, a cheat code in Tyreek Hill?
Well, he still got him. All right, 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour is coming up. We'll get you caught up on the headlines. Continue talking a little bit of NFL because training camp opens tomorrow.
Woo!
If you're a Miami Dolphin listening right now, dress lightly. It's hot out.
That's not good advice.
Well, what do you mean?
That's
not good advice?
Tighten up. Do your damn job.
I mean, Darren Waller may not know how hot it gets down here, so I don't want him showing up. He might show up in jeans and a jacket. I mean, right. You never know.
No. Darren Waller is the red zone threat, Salon. I don't give a damn about this hyphenated boy's name. I forget his name, but Darren Waller should be catching the red zone touchdowns.
IKEA. That's who it should be. Oh, man.
No. Westbrook Akine, and you also botched Savanaya, and you also botched, you called him Madison. There's no N there. It's just Madison. Madison. Alexander Madison.
Yeah. But isn't it Savanaya?
Savanaya.
You sure?
No, but I'm pretty sure.
He better have a nickname. Savanaya. Yeah. He better have a nickname. Big ass, big Sav.
Savvy.
Big ass?
Savvy. I like Savvy.
Savvy.
Savvy. Savvy got to come in. Savvy got to play.
And getting past Savvy.
He's going to be mad playing as Eichenberg.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
I love the colonoscopy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball.
Hey, Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.